Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz once again, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons will be the following: Jeremiah 33, 14 through 18, Romans 13, 11 to 14, Luke 1, 1 to 25, and the closing hymn, 648. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake forgive us all of our sins, and by the Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Glory be to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Stir up, we beseech thee, thy power, O Lord, and come that by thy protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins, and saved by thy almighty deliverance, who livest and reignest with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 18. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell in safety. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, and neither shall the priests and the Levites want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. So far. Romans 13:11-14. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light, and let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. So far. Luke chapter 1, verses 1-25. For as many as taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the very beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write unto thee in order, O most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abi, and his wife of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that, while he was executing the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall return to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, my wife is both stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, that is, not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men. So far the Holy Gospel. Have you ever watched little children making their Christmas pilgrimage to see Santa Claus? Some are frightened, others are not. But there's this air of mystery about the man in the red suit, and they believe in him. But soon their faith in the story of Santa Claus will join other fairy tales that they know. Have you ever watched God's children making their Christmas pilgrimage to the manger bed of the Christ child? There is a magic about the season that goes far beyond the near sentiment of a child born in poverty in a stable. The heavenly message that God has sent his Son into the world renews our faith in God's love and mercy. There is also an air of mystery as we try to grasp the miracle of ages, that God actually entered human flesh to deliver us from the power of sin and the power of death. By faith, we believe this Christ is our Savior and build our faith and trust in God upon him. There are many forces around us today that would like to convince us that the Christ child and Santa Claus belong in the same realm of fantasy. But in these days of preparation for Christmas, as we hear and see reminders of the Savior's birth, God is saying to us, believe it. The faith of Zacharias and Elizabeth in our gospel this morning illustrates once again the importance of our Christmas and Christian faith. The beauty of a living faith is seen in the description that Luke gives this pious couple. Zacharias was a priest of God. His wife was also of a priestly family. They are described as both righteous before God, walking in all the ordinances of the Lord, blameless. They had not been caught up in the dead legalism that made up their religion of their time. And by faith in the God of Israel, they were acceptable before him. Someone like them in the church today would be described as really faithful. A practicing Christian. You see, faith is not merely something that we hold in our mind and heart. It has to affect our lives as well. Faith is simply believing God's promises and trusting in them. God's promises to us center in his love and mercy towards sinners, as this is revealed through Jesus Christ. Because his Son became one with us in the flesh and took upon himself our load of sin and suffered the consequences of sin for us, God offers everyone a new life as his people. By believing his promises in Christ, we experience a change. And this change is so radical that it is referred to as being born again a second time. The old is gone. The new has come. It is like going from darkness to light. Once we were in darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. We actually become children of God. His Holy Spirit lives in us. We are made citizens of heaven and a part of the fellowship of the saints. Obviously, this has to affect our daily life. The changes will be reflected in what we say and do. But at the same time, faith must often bear up under a heavy burden, and that is the burden of doubt. At what should have been a high point in the life of Zacharias was stricken by doubt. He and Elizabeth were childless, and not to have a child in those days was considered a disgrace. Now they both were old. They were past the age of having children. And then one day Zacharias was doing his duty in the temple. And the angel Gabriel appeared to him and told him that he and Elizabeth would have a son. And what should have been a moment of joy for Zacharias became a moment of stumbling. He expressed doubt. And as a result, he was made dumb and could not speak until his son was born. You see, arousing doubt in the minds of God's people is one of the devil's favorite tricks. It worked well on Adam and Eve, and it works well on us too, doesn't it? Who of us hasn't asked, at least to ourselves, how can I be sure that God is really there? Could a person really be God and man at the same time? Is everything about Christmas actually true? Does God really hear and answer prayer? And will he give us a continuing life after death? There are so many questions that can plague the believer's heart. The angel to Zacharias' doubt was to remind him that the message he was given came from God. Must we have an angel come and put our noses into the message of God, the message that he has for us? And if faith comes by hearing, then surely faith is also strengthened by hearing. You and I must be digging into his word to overcome any doubt and to grow in faith. And thank God that our faith depends on his power and not ours, so that we do have the blessings that he promises. So well is this demonstrated in the lives of Zacharias and Elizabeth. Despite her great age, Elizabeth gave birth to a son, a very special son. Their child would be a forerunner of the Messiah. He would prepare the way for the Savior to appear to his people. Now, this is an amazing story. Despite man's doubts, God still blesses. And yes, we too have our doubts. We most certainly have our sins. At times our faith is weak. Recognizing our weaknesses and sins, we still do put our faith and trust in God and in his grace and in his Son. We may not always be faithful, but God is. The plans he made in eternity to save and bless his people must be carried out. By faith in Christ and his blood shed for us, we had our sins forgiven and are made right and acceptable before our Heavenly Father. And even though we sin daily, we are constantly stumbling and falling and slipping, we know that God is still our Heavenly Father. So then, in these days of preparation for a Christmas celebration, may our preparation also include a strengthened faith. God has spoken powerfully of his love toward us in the gift of the child of Bethlehem. And through this child flows the fullness of God's grace upon us. And we had better believe it. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word as becometh it may not be bound, but have free course and be preached for the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 648.